Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, there's the sound you'll hear tonight. Eagles, Packers on NBC. Someone called earlier and did ask where the game's going to be locally, because it's being billed as a Peacock game.
Mm-hmm.
But here in our area, you can just, it'll be on NBC. So it's an NBC game in the Philadelphia and Green Bay regions. Everywhere else, yeah, they got to pay for it. Eagles, Packers tonight. We'll do the pregame show on WIP starting at 6. 215-592-9494 as we discuss the confidence or nerves as
confidence
we enter.
Confidence levels are high.
All right, let me ask you guys this. Have your confidence levels gone up as the show has gone along, or are you starting to feel some of those nerves deep down? Where are you at, Hugh?
My confidence levels are pretty high.
Is it rising throughout the day?
Yeah, because I'm excited about football season, no question about it. I'm excited about the Birds, man. I'm excited about what I could potentially see tonight. I'm excited about some of these young guys getting an opportunity to play on the biggest stage, the only game in town. You know, we had one last night they play at big schools, but this is something different.
Brazil.
This is an NFL, yeah.
And it's a Friday night game, and it's a standalone game. 215-592-9494. I will say, because I came in here today with a lot of nerves, I get nervous before big games. I do. You guys have made me feel a little bit better as the show has gone along. I don't know if Kyle said it's going to be a blowout, but you guys have made me feel more confident listening to everyone else's confidence.
Are you sort of coming around to the idea that the Packers might be a little overrated?
I'm actually coming more around to the idea that I might be not high enough on the Eagles.
Okay.
I think the Packers are good.
I think it's sort of gone both ways. Like, people have been underrating the Eagles because of how the season ended, and overrating the Packers because of how the season ended. I, at least on the Packers thing, I think the Packers are a year away from being the team that everybody thinks they're going to be this season.
I do agree with you that the Super Bowl stuff feels a little strong. Yeah, I mean, I think they'll be a playoff team. I think they'll be a good team, but the Super Bowl stuff does feel a little strong. We shall see. Where do you come down? Confidence serves, and which team has the quarterback advantage tonight? Andrew, up on WIP. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up, Andrew? What are you feeling?
Oh, I'm super confident. I don't think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a beatdown. Jordan Love needs to file for citizenship because he's going to be ashamed to show face back in the state.
He's going to have to. They're going to leave him down there.
Huh.
Okay, I like that. That means the defense played well tonight.
Yeah, I think he's all hype. I've seen so many quarterbacks have a good spurt, 1 month, 2 months, one season, and then be bust. I don't think Jordan Love's anything special, and he's going to learn the hard way what it's like to play against the Eagles.
So you think he's going to be a bust or just not play well or not? Because I don't see any reason he's going to be a bust.
Bust is a strong...
Yeah, he's a good quarterback.
He's an average quarterback. I don't think he's going to be a top five or even top 10. I think he's going to be somewhere in the 15 to 20 range.
Wow. Yeah, I hope for tonight's sake and for the NFC's sake, you're right about that. I think he's good. I mean, I think he'll be a top 10 quarterback for a while. But all right, so you're feeling a good win tonight?
I think we're going to drop over 40 and keep them to under 20.
All right, drop what? 40, keep them under 20. Now, that's the most confidence I've heard today.
Wait,
here.
What? Uh-huh. Drop 40? Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
I mean, Andrew, that's confidence, man. We appreciate the phone call. Now, have we gone too far?
I mean, that's how you're feeling.
I know.
That's a dusting.
How do you define a dusting?
You know, it's something to be said when Kyle can't even, he's speechless. He's like, yeah.
Look, I would say I'd be more surprised if the Eagles got blown out than if we blew out the Packers.
I can't. could you guys see a blowout tonight? How are we blowing them out?
You mean like a one side? Like when you say blowout, one sided game?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the path to the Eagles blowout. I can see the Eagles scoring a lot of points, but I also see the Packers scoring a lot, so it's generally close.
I define a dusting as what the Niners did to us last year.
Oh, that's a dusting. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's like you question who you are after.
We're gonna
that
break
game.
Their will.
Break their will in week one.
They're gonna be looking at themselves in the mirror on the plane.
Kyle's ending the Packers season tonight. I mean, I love the confidence.
We'll see next week when we do Kiss the Baby. Where I go with this.
Can't wait to unveil Kiss the Baby. We're gonna tell you each week a team that we're eliminating from Super Bowl contention. I might veto using the Packers in week one, but we'll see. We get there. Chris in Delaware. What's up, Chris? Chris. What do you think Chris is doing?
Making moves.
I mean, come on.
What kind of moves you think?
Money moves.
Mm. I'm looking at the free.
Well, that's a different kind of moves.
Look at Kyle. Mine's in the gutter.
You know who's ready? I know he's always ready. His name is OG Wade. He's going to help us out. OG, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Well, hey, OG. What are you thinking?
Ready to go, man. I'm ready to go. Respectfully, I don't want to, like, throw no shade at Jordan Love or anything like that. But I think people, like, overdoing it with putting him in the top 10 as a quarterback yet. I think he has the attributes to be one day, but a little too soon to do that. I think them beating the Cowboys made everybody in the whole world think that they were something. And I've been telling everybody all last year that the Cowboys was not a good team. They struggled to beat good teams. I keep telling people that. And when they had a good team that come into Dallas, they got beat. And I do consider Green Bay a good team. But they also struggle with the same thing that the Texans did. They didn't play anybody last year. You know what I'm saying?
So They did beat Detroit. They beat Kansas City. They beat Dallas. I mean, it wasn't like they beat nobody.
Okay. Right. See, what you're doing, Joe, when you pointed out Jordan Love's numbers, mm-hmm. you took out his best moments, and then you want to put it up to Jalen or to other quarterbacks. Well, if you want to do that, and take out Jalen's best moments when he was the MVP leader early on when we was beating the Chiefs, the Buffaloes, and the Miamis and all that. That's why you got to look at that. So when y'all ask the question is, what quarterback has the edge tonight? That's the question. I would ask you, is the Eagles' O-line, you think our O-line will, you know, dominate or not dominate, will win the battle up front against Green Bay's D-line tonight?
I'm not sure. No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't know. We have a young center.
Kenny Clark is a man.
Yeah, we have a young center and we have a right guard who is a journeyman. Okay. I don't know.
Let me ask you this question. Who's got a better O-line, the Eagles or Green Bay?
Eagles.
Okay. Which team you think will rush the ball more effectively tonight, the Eagles or Green Bay?
Green Bay.
Okay. Which team you think quarterback will turn the ball over the least?
Green Bay.
Okay, so now that's in your opinion, that's who you got for you as your quarterback, because those are the only things.
What are we doing?
You know what I'm saying? So all that you saying, this player is a top 10. He ain't turned. He did this and that. Don't matter tonight at all. What matters is the support team. Like Jalen Hurts said,
You need everybody. All these guys got to do their jobs in order for us to bring home victory tonight.
Of course.
And I believe that. I believe that we've got the better O-line. I believe we will run the ball more effectively tonight. And I believe that Jalen Hurts will turn the ball over the least tonight of the two quarterbacks.
Well, if you're right, they're going to win the game.
And that will give us the win.
Yeah, if you're right, they're going to win the game. OG, we appreciate it. I just want to respond to this, though. And then we got to tell everyone about the great food that was brought in here by our friends over at Barnaby's.
Tasty.
So Kyle pointed this out about Jordan Love, hot at the end. Jalen was not hot at the end. And then maybe, and OG saying it's not fair to just point that out. Jordan Love had a better season than Jalen Hurts last year. I mean, like, you could cut the
What are you talking about? The quarter, the passing yards and
passing
the
yards,
touchdowns
yeah. passer rating. Like, there's a sense that, like, Jordan Love is only the last eight games. You want to use just the season. He was better. He won a playoff game.
His quarterback rating was better.
Yeah, it was,
but
he was
I will say that
year.
even to that point, I'll help you out a little bit, OG, is that his quarterback rating was probably, I'm not good at math, 11 points higher than Jalen's?
I think it was 9 points higher.
Nine, 11.
Maybe it was 11.
But the point is this. It wasn't that far off.
97-9 was 96-1 was Love.
And Jalen was like 88?
89.
So 7 points. Yeah. 7 points.
We're good at math. Hold on a second.
Because
horrible at math.
I'm trying to look at Jordan Love had, I think, 36 total touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen, 23 passing, and now we're adding up, and 15 rushing.
Yeah, I have the numbers.
Jalen Hurts had more total touchdowns than Jordan Love.
Jalen Hurts had more turnovers.
Yes, he did. But
Lower completion percentage.
Yes, wait a minute. You talking about doing the regular season?
Well, so here's my point. I think they're more comparable seasons than you're making it out to be just by looking at the raw numbers. And that was what we consider a down year for Jalen Hurts and the best season Jordan Love had ever put together in the NFL.
Hold on. Is it a down year for Hurts? What is
Hurts?
Yeah,
of course it was.
Well, off of the year before.
Well, yeah, right. Like, no,
it
I'm saying.
It depends on
saying,
how you look at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, Jalen Hurts regressed at the end of the season.
I know.
Right? And he did not. Did Jalen Hurts put together his best season in the NFL last year?
No, he didn't. It was
two years ago. Did Jordan Love?
He did.
Well, it was his only
season. He had his
season.
Best season.
At last year in 2023.
If we're looking at strictly at the numbers.
No, 2022 is bad.
No.
Look,
no, you're crazy. He was an MVP candidate
in 22. Listen to what I'm saying. When you talk about the numbers, Jalen threw for 3,085 yards.
But he turned the ball over way more.
But that's the only stat that he was not better
in. That's a pretty big stat.
But listen to what I'm saying. He threw for more touchdowns. He threw for one more touchdown than he did the year before, any other year that he's been in the Super Bowl, in the NFL. And he threw for more yards than any other year that he'd been in the NFL.
I agree with you on this, Kyle. They're close.
Yeah.
I think when you rank quarterbacks, if you have Love top five and Jalen 20, that's not fair. If you have, I think, whatever, they both belong in the same bucket of potentially really good quarterbacks. Just when you said it was a down year for Hurts, so he's been the quarterback for 3 years. They've been three totally different seasons. What is the real Jalen?
I think what we consider last season by Jalen Hurts is an underachieving season, at least compared to, you know, like all the talent that he had. Like, I think we all agree that he should have been better last year and probably could have been, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Jordan Love played probably the best football that he possibly could have played. And they're very comparable in their statistics at the end of the season.
No, I agree with that. Yeah. So this is where, like, it's the tale of two endings for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Jalen would have ended better, if it would have went, we didn't have those seven games that we had, and Jalen was average at best, and they played, it's a whole lot of ifs and maybes.
And maybes and buts.
But anyway, yeah, but you get what I'm saying. I'm killing myself with my own take. No, I'm killing my, like, because the more I say it, Kyle, I'm like, well, that's a whole lot of ifs and maybes. But the bottom line is this, the point that I'm trying to make. Statistically, you take those interceptions out, his numbers, he has progressed in his quarterbackdom.
He's been
over the last couple of years.
More productive,
But the way that the season ended, it was not good.
No, it wasn't good. All right, before we go any further, we want to thank our friends over at Barnaby's and Havertown. Hugh, they brought in some incredible food.
Yes, they did.
So we had the wing of the month. Did you try the roasted garlic buffalo wings?
No, I was about to.
Ooh, they look good. Then you had the pickle brine chicken tenders, pickle brine Nashville chicken sandwich. I saw Kyle grab one of those.
Then I saw some quesadillas.
Those are the smoked beef brisket.
Quesadillas. Yeah, I like
and then there was the sticky ribs. And what were you having, Kyle? Something with Chicago beef?
Yeah, there were like arancini Chicago beef. So like arancini is like a rice ball, but man, So having
you
just
eating
been
rice balls, man?
I was eating balls, man. Crushing those balls.
Game and they day, were, everybody.
That's right. I was just in Chicago
not too long ago.
It tasted just like eating an Italian beef sandwich.
Oh, wow. Now, the place.
Awesome.
Barnaby's is awesome. I was there for one of our Go Yards events. It is a great place, great atmosphere, and the food, delicious. We appreciate them coming by here. All right, let's go to Andy in Westchester as we talk confidence in week one. Hey, Andy.
Hey, I'm excited!
What's going on,
What's up, Andy? What are you feeling?
Football Friday. Oh, my God. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I'm not nervous. I'm confident. I am nervous in that I've got so much adrenaline in the pit of my gut. I cannot wait to get to the bar and yell and scream and spill beer and hug people I don't know. Oh, my God.
That sounds like a good night.
It does sound, especially if there's a win attached to it, Andy. Some touchdowns by Jalen Hurts. Oh, yeah.
I see it. I see a win. I don't see a blowout. I don't even want a blowout. I want a slugfest. I need to see these young kids on defense just destroying people. And I think the all the veterans that were here for that embarrassing end of last year are going to be like caged animals. Oh, my God, I love it.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, you know what? And they have a lot to prove. Chip on their shoulder here, Andy. That
little chippy.
I'm excited to see them off that tonight. Andy, we appreciate the phone call. All right, let me ask you a question because Andy just kind of got my mind going on something here. So you are a clear defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
Not a necessity.
Okay. Let me paint you a scenario.
Running is not a necessity. It's just a luxury.
What is?
Running.
Running?
Like a running quarterback.
Oh, mobility.
That makes a little more sense.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you can win.
Is it like it's complimentary?
Yeah.
I'll ask both you guys this.
I'm getting to you. You don't come around.
Yeah. You know what? Defense is a luxury. Screw it.
Please don't do this. Please. I can't. Because we're talking about the quarterbacks, and we're talking about the defenses and luxury and all that. I'm going to paint two scenarios for you tonight. You tell me which one you'd rather have.
Okay.
Eagles up 4 with 2 minutes to go. The ball is in Jordan Love's hands, and the deep.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Defense is on the field for the Eagles,
mm-hmm.
or the Eagles are down 4 with 2 minutes to go, and the ball is in Jalen Hurts' hands to go win the game.
Which more am I more confident in?
Yeah, which one would you rather have?
I'd rather have Jalen with the ball.
So you'd rather be down in the game?
Yeah, I would rather have Jalen have the ball. In this situation that we're talking about, mm-hmm. I don't, like, I'm, like, listen, We got some young corners out there, man. I don't know what Slay I'm going to get. Not hating on Slay. Let me be clear in what I'm saying. Not hating on Darius Slay.
He'll block you.
Yeah, well, he's unfollowed me. He
blocked me.
He blocked Joe. But I don't know what, like, I know he's had one. Like, this is the thing. Let me pull it back a little bit, because I'm a long talk a little bit. And I'm having a change of thought as I'm having these thoughts. So bear with me for a minute.
Yeah, I hit you with this one.
The reason why I don't know about Darius Slay, because this team has made me a little leery because of the way they've handled other people in the last couple of days. Follow me what I'm talking about. Devin White, like, nobody talked about Devin White a whole lot, did they? Not Devin White sitting here with us. If he wanted to, we could call Devin White right now. He could do the show with us.
He's in North America, yeah.
He's here. Isaiah Rodgers is not playing. We just found that out yesterday or today. Yesterday? Whatever.
Yesterday.
You get what I'm putting down. So now I'm a little nervous because I ain't heard nobody say nothing good nor bad about Darius Slay.
So you long talked your way into rather having Jalen on the field.
Yes.
Okay.
So actually now.
I don't know what's going on, man, with this team.
It tells me, you know what that tells me? Deep down, Hugh knows defense is more of a necessity and we might not have it.
What it tells me deep down, it's like, hold up, dog. How you take all the reps like I'm stuck, like I get stuck on certain things? How you taking all the reps in practice? And then right before the season starts, you hit everybody. you're not starting. You're not playing.
Kyle, before
your foot hurt.
Before Kyle gives an answer, I'll give you mine. I'd rather be up and put the D. I want to see the defense in that situation. And I always will take being up and crossing my fingers. They'll finish it off. Kyle, up four.
I don't trust Green Bay's defense either, though, Joe, to be honest. And a rookie. And the reason why I said that is because they have a rookie defense coordinator.
I know. But yeah. I have the lead in my scenario.
And
you guys are trailing.
I got Saquon Barkley.
You guys are trailing.
And I got skinny and thick Batman.
Last night, the Ravens had the ball in their hands, and the guy stepped out of bounds.
And they had Lamar Jackson.
They lose.
Yeah, I think I want the lead, too, because I think we're equipped to milk the clock out with Saquon Barkley and, you know, maybe even Jalen Hurts. I don't know if I'm willing to test our defense or, you know.
But I want to see. I want to see how they handle that.
Yeah,
go get a sack,
I'm
Bryce.
More in the,
they
I just
paid
wanna,
you $50 million.
I just want to win the game. I don't want to be putting tests out there and see if they pass.
Well,
Joe's a glutton for punishment.
Yeah.
See, that's what that is. We just sat here and told him for the whole month that this defense is probably going to be behind. This offense needs to seize the day. But he wants to be a glutton for punishment.
No, it's not a punishment.
And put the defense out there.
No. If it doesn't matter that much, if it's a luxury, then they'll just whatever. Then won't matter.
You're not going to move me off my mark. I'm saying it is. But I don't want them out there in that scenario.
Because when push comes to shove, it might be a necessity.
So I think here's where I would want to test them. I'm still kicking off if we win the coin toss.
And you're giving them the ball? Yeah, you're giving Green Bay the ball?
I don't think they're going to change the strategy. I agree with you. Let's see what you got.
I mean, that's a good way to test the defense. Do it on the opening drive instead of when the game's on the line.
He has no confidence in this defense.
No, I want,
unbelievable.
Listen, I want to go out there and show you what you got to deal with every time we touch the rock. You know what I would do if I was a head coach? I would probably, the first play, I hand it off right side to Saquon Barkley. Then I'm going deep. I'm throwing it deep. Yown. Yown. Track me. All day. This is what you got to deal with, baby. I got Saquon. You better respect this run, because I'm going to tell you like this, fellas. When this game starts, when you see 26 in that backfield, you know what that tells me? That's a grown-ass man. Now, granted, he's been hurt a little bit in his career, but he's running behind a better offensive line. He's a grown-ass man. When I see 26 put his hands on his knees, I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to give him the ball. He's going to touch the rock first. And then you know what? It's going to be like that old song by Outkast, Bombs Over Baghdad, baby. We throwing that thing deep, and we scored on that first drive. And then we're going to look at the Green Bay Packers and say, yeah, you know what? This is what you got to deal with all day, baby. This is an all-day scenario. And then when I come back on the second, when the defense go out there to take care of business, come back on that second drive, you're going to get a heavy dose of Saquon Barkley, because now you know at any given point in my life, I can throw that ball deep, and it ain't nothing you can do to stop it.
Let's go, Hugh. Guarantee a win. Let's go.
No, I ain't about to do that.
You had everyone rolling.
No, I ain't about to do that.
You just disappointed the whole Delaware Valley.
I know.
People pulled over in their cars waiting for the guarantee from you.
I don't know if they did that. They probably was more like, what's this idiot doing? What the hell is wrong with that?
Everyone should be fired up after that. That was epic.
That was pretty cool. That was good stuff. All right. Well, I think we're in the mode now. I think it's time for a little Q&A before this game. Let's hit a little Q&A here.
Yes.
Get to know the Midday Show. This is Q&A on 94 WIP.
I'm a little bit premature with my, And this Q&A is brought to you by the Jug Handle Inn. Award-winning wings, great food, and incredible specials. Spread your wings and rediscover the Jug.
All right.
Who wrote that? Spread your wings and rediscover the Jug.
You're the one talking about being premature.
I know. I mean, we got to drop there for another time. Okay. I have one question for you for Q&A this week.
You didn't tell me this was coming. This is kind of, y'all kind of set me up for this one. I'm a little nervous.
Did you used to have nerves before the first game of the season? Did they always, beginning of your career, not at the end? Or was it like did week one have nerves? Was there a different feeling attached to week one than other weeks?
No, it was just, it was the beginning. And I just wanted to play well. Most of the times, we got a chance because, Thursday night football became a thing. And you got a chance to see what somebody else was doing before you. But I remember, just getting prepared, doing everything in training camp and workouts to get ready for that first opponent. And that's what I remember and how I was going to beat whomever that individual was like a drum. That's what I remember. And just the adrenaline rush, man. That's the biggest thing. Because you are stoked. And I guarantee you that every cat that has ever put on an NFL helmet, that first game, it's weird, man, because I'm working out last night and I'm watching the game. And you know how it is when you're on, when you're running, Joe, mm-hmm. and you're on, and you feel like when you're running and when you get to a certain point, you're kind of tired. But when you get to this point and you're watching football, it's like you don't feel that. You feel like, oh, hell, I could push this thing a little bit more.
Extra adrenaline.
You know what I mean? And I kind of felt that last night. And I was like, man. And then I saw Chris Jones out there moving around, wreaking havoc. I was like, damn it. I wish I could still do that.
It sounds like Hugh thinks he can give the Eagles a few more snaps.
Nah, man.
Just a few
listen,
more.
Then
few
them,
more.
Knees, them knees start. The reality of these knees. Nice.
Dude, you couldn't even jog down the hallway.
Man, listen, breathing heavy, trying to pick him up and put him down. I know I'm 53, but I feel like in my spirit, I feel like a 22-year-old.
I think the audience agrees with that.
I feel like in my spirit. But then when it comes to actually having to do that physical stuff, nah. We're going to leave that to them young cats.
Reality sets in. All right, 215-592-9494. On the other side, we'll hit all your phone calls. And a little check-in from Brazil, Elliot Shore Parks. He's there. He'll set the scene for us as the Eagles get ready to take on the Packers right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.